Hello, enthusiastic viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On today's program, we present the first in the three-part series, where we meet some of the diverse vegan animals of the great East African nation of Uganda. Our thrilling animals adventure takes us to the shores of picturesque Lake Victoria, home of the Uganda Wildlife Educational Center, UVEC, where many kinds of fantastic African wild animals reside, including zebras, rhinoceroses, antelopes, giraffes, and warthogs. Established in 1952, the center has become one of the most respected biodiversity conservation education institutions in Africa. The center is well known for rescuing and successfully rehabilitating injured, orphaned, and illegally trafficked animals. When Supreme Master Chingai learned of UVEC rescuing 140 smuggled African grey parrots, she contributed $5,000 to support the center's efforts to rehabilitate these noble birds. The Uganda Wildlife Education Center's 72 hectares refuge is divided into what are called exhibits that represent the nation's three primary ecosystems, namely the forest, wetland, and savanna. Let's now hop onto the back of the truck and get acquainted with some of the center's inhabitants. Our guide will be UVEC staff animals biologist and caregiver Alex Drauma. And the first stop will be the home of the antelopes, who are just about to be served their dinner.
So the exhibit that we are standing in right now is a mixed exhibit for some of the antelopes here, and they are purely vegetarian antelopes, and we're about to go and start feeding them. When you look in the background, we have two pigs there, and the black guys you're seeing behind me are called the giant forest hogs. And the reason they're here is this exhibit is supposed to be a mixed exhibit. It's supposed to have different types of animals. That's why we have different sorts of antelopes here. We have the waterbucks here mainly. We have the Uganda cobs as well. We also have the giant forest hogs, which belong to the pig family. Whatever we give these animals is just to supplement their food besides the grass they eat that exists naturally in the exhibit. We just give them the supplements that they need, but otherwise they are supposed to be grazing. So the supplements are given once a day. We feed these antelopes on a variety of vegetables like the French beans. We have vegetables like cabbages. We have eggplants for them. Besides the vegetables, we also have what we call antelope pellets. And they are specially formulated for antelopes. And they are called horse cubes as well, because some of the antelopes share the same food with the horses. And some of the vegetables include carrots. But we have different days when we present different vegetables. So we're just about to see the feeding process, and we usually start with this green vegetable that Nicholas is going to just put about down. Its scientific name, it's called Ashtasia, and the giant forest hogs love it so much, and this is what they basically depend on, and it grows everywhere in this park, so they are assured of this Ashtasia. And as you can see, they are going to just start feeding on it right away. They love it so much. We also have what Nicholas is going to start putting down. And that is called, it's a type of grass called Guatemala. Guatemala. And then we also have another type, the basic type, which is called the elephant grass. And usually the grass is put first, and then we proceed ahead to put the other vegetables. The vegetables are put there and they are run all the way to the end. The food has to be spread along the way so that everybody has space.
After giving the animals their food, Alex Drauma asked everyone to give room from the eager diners.
When it comes to feeding time, they want to feed undisturbed, and that means human presence must be avoided. So usually what we do is, after giving them the food, we move quite a distance away, so to give them time and space to eat. Otherwise they get very nervous when there are people around.
The antelopes and the giant forest hogs are happy to share their living space and food with the birds. Though they are not official inhabitants of the center, the settlers' friends are more than welcome to stay as long as they wish.
Those birds that look like the ducks, those are called Egyptian geese. And they are just free-ranging birds. But what attracts them to this exhibit is just the food. So they also have gotten to know the time that we bring food here. After eating, they can fly at any time they want. And then we also have the crested crane. It's called the crowned crane. And that bird is the national bird of Uganda. So it's the bird that is found on our national flag. And actually the colors of our national flag was copied from the crowned crane.
Now let's hop back in the track and continue on our journey to meet a rare and impressive animal, the rhinoceros. Once plentiful in Africa, over the past 60 years, the number of rhinos has decreased dramatically and they are now sadly almost extinct.
Basically, in the 60s and the 50s and 70s, early 70s, we had rhinos roaming in this country in hundreds and thousands. But when we got towards the period of 1970 to 80 was a very bad period for this country. There was a lot of poaching and a lot of lawlessness. So all these rhinos got killed. And the rhinos were not only killed for their meat, but they were just killed for the purposes of getting trophies. And the biggest trophy on a rhino we are seeing is just the horn. So all these animals were killed for the horn. And the last rhino in Uganda was killed between 1979 and 1980. From 1980, rhinos were declared locally extinct in Uganda.
Fortunately, the Ugandan government is taking steps to restore the population of these magnificent animals.
The UWEC started a rhino fund drive codenamed Rhino Fund Uganda. And the first phase of the Rhino Fund project was to bring two rhinos, one male, one female, at the Uganda Wildlife Education Center purely for conservation education purposes and breeding. So we have one male and one female, and they are yet to breed. And then the second phase of the project was to set up a rhino sanctuary. And as we speak now, there is a rhino sanctuary, which is about 200 kilometers north of Kampala. It's called Ziwa Rhino Sanctuary. And in the sanctuary, currently there are 9 rhinos, plus 2, plus the 2 at the Uganda Wildlife Education Center. That makes 11 rhinos. The third stage will be final release back into the wild. And I don't know how long that will take because there are so many factors you must consider. First of all, there has to be total peace. No civil wars, no nothing. Animals are very sensitive to wars.
The rhinos are happy to see Mr. Drauma, who has brought them some lovely grass to eat.
they are purely vegetarian, like I had said before. So we are basically going to give them another supplement type of food, and that is the elephant grass. These rhinos basically graze naturally. They are grazers, more especially when you talk about the white rhinos. And the elephant grass that we are about to feed them has nutritional values that other types of grasses do not have. And in the evenings, of course, we give them hay. Hay is a preserved version of grass. And then also the horse cubes. Those they get in the evening as they go into the holding facilities at night. So the ones that are feeding behind us here are the southern white rhino species. And besides the white rhino species, Uganda also had the black rhino species. So the white rhinos are grazers, they feed on ground. But the black rhinos are what we call the browsers, and they feed above the ground on treetops. And these two rhinos of ours, the female is 16 years old, and the male is 18 years old. They arrived here from a ranch in Kenya called Solio Ranch in 2000. So it was a collaboration between the governments of Uganda and the governments of Kenya that saw these two rhinos here.
The rhinoceros is normally very shy and, in the wild, will carefully avoid any form of human contact. But these two rhinos are used to people and have become quite friendly to humans, especially Alex Drauma.
This is the female. She's called Kabira. She's now 16 years old. And then right on my right here is Sherino. Sherino is the male, and he's 18 years old. And this horn is really the reason these rhinos were killed worldwide. One of the reasons is that people have a lot of myth about this horn. Some people think it has medicinal properties. It's ground and made into powder form. They take it in tea just because they think it has some medicinal values. Some people think the rhino horn has aphrodisiac properties. But when you look at the rhino horn, there's no scientific truth in whatever I have told you. It's made up of a chemical called keratin. And keratin is a chemical that makes up your hair and the fingernails. So the rhino was innocently killed for wrong reasons.
Besides for drinking, water is vitally important to the rhino because it creates pools for the mud baths.
About these rhinos, you see there's a small pool of rainwater, and usually when it gets very hot, rhinos go and lie in the water. It's actually supposed to be mud. It's called mud wallowing. And this wallowing helps them, one, to keep the body temperature below a certain level. And then secondly, the mud covers their skin and protects them from insect bites. So that is the reason they basically wallow, and just to keep their body temperature low on a hot day, just like you would go swimming in the summer.
What incredible animals we have met today. Thank you, Alex Drauma, for the splendid introduction to the antelopes, giant forest hogs, rhinos, and the other fine residents of the sanctuary. You and the rest of the center staff are to be highly commended for taking such meticulous care of our animals' friends. With lots of love and gratitude for the noble work Supreme Master Chingai is honoring the Uganda Wildlife Education Center with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with an additional $10,000. For more details on the Uganda Wildlife Education Center, please visit www.uwec.ug. Thank you, adventuresome viewers, for your presence today on our program. Please join us again Thursday, August 11, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, for part 2 of our 3-part series, when we'll meet more of the amazing wild animals at the Uganda Wildlife Educational Center. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May all lives be blessed with heaven's everlasting grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.